Father God, I see that there's 19 people in this group. I pray that you'd bring them all to hear this message so that they will be blessed and realize what they have in you, that they may hear and grow thereby. In Jesus' name, amen. I wonder how many people actually know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was rich. He was rich. I mean, before we get to the second part of the verse, let's just look at this. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich. Have you ever thought about Jesus Christ as rich? At some point, he had given up his riches. How does a rich man become poor? Did he throw all of his riches in the garbage? Only a fool would throw riches in the garbage. And Jesus Christ is not a fool. He's the wisdom of God. So no, he did not throw it in the garbage. The transaction that took place somewhere between all him being rich and him becoming poor, somewhere in between there, he did that so that somehow, some way, through his poverty, you would be rich. You say Jesus didn't seem rich, but he didn't seem to be in want or need either. He left it all in heaven. Jesus received money from some lady. And it came to pass afterwards that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, of whom went out 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many other women which ministered unto him of their substance. So they gave him physical stuff for his ministry, money and food and a bunch of other stuff. Those that do all these negative things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. But number one, we do have an inheritance. Number two, how that inheritance is received and experienced. How did we get the inheritance? Very simple. Jesus died. And he says, this is the New Testament in my blood. So he's the one that died, and he left a testament or a testimony, the last will and testament of God. That's what we're going to be covering tonight. So imagine yourself sitting in a lawyer's office with me today as we go over what has the death of Jesus caused you to inherit. The works of the flesh, not that you're getting these, but now the works of the flesh are manifest. Manifest means revealed. Which are these? So if the works of the flesh was a mystery to you, or about to reveal it, the first thing you're going to get is a revelation. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The first thing I want to point out is that these verses talk about inheriting the kingdom of God. Revelings is what the world calls partying. The whole focus of this is two focuses. Number one, the first part, the works of the flesh. That word works is a key word here in this inheritance thing. And they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In the earth, when you go to a reading of the will to find out what you inherit, there's hardly ever stipulations on what you get. Usually go to the will and they say, okay, so-and-so died and this is what they have willed to you, right? So even if you're a total derelict, a complete fool, you still get your inheritance. So question number one we have to settle is this inheritance that God promised us, is it conditional or is it unconditional? And if it's conditional, then what are the conditions? We can also learn from this passage that one of the things we inherit is the kingdom of God. That is, if this inheritance is an unconditional one, which I do believe it to be an unconditional one, to the reading of the will, to find out what you have inherited. See, what we're going to talk about tonight is not what you inherit, but what you have already inherited. What has this man that has died left you? What is now yours as a result of his death and burial are already yours by inheritance. But I revealed two things that you received already. You have a revelation of what the works of the flesh are, and you have a revelation that what you are to inherit is the kingdom of God. This next part is really good. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, or gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So this inheritance that you're going to receive and experience is going to be above the law. Just like when you receive money through an inheritance, in most cases, money received through inheritance is tax exempt. It says right here it's not taxable at the federal level. The whole grace works message, is it by works, is it by grace? And here we see works versus fruit. Galatians 5:19, now the works of the flesh. So I just quoted just that part. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit. So it's works versus fruit. Works equals toil, fruit equals supernaturally produced. So what's this mean? So is, first of all, it's the works of the flesh and fruit of the Spirit. Fruit is not going to come from your flesh. It's going to come not even from your spirit, but it's going to come from the Holy Spirit.
So the fruit, it's the fruit of the Spirit. So when it says the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. Now, your spirit is the Holy Spirit. Your spirit and the Holy Spirit are one. So there will be fruit produced by your spirit too, but the Holy Spirit's going to produce fruit in you first via the Holy Spirit. It's also flesh versus spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, flesh versus spirit, flesh v spirit. So then he showed me this, and I said, well, what about works though? It says faith without works is dead, and James 2:20 says, but will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? And James 2:26 says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Well, let's talk about faith first in those verses. I said, okay. He said, faith is a fruit. So faith is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, and works is a fruit of faith.
In Galatians, the work is toil. It's toil of the flesh. In James, the works are actions. So you can place the word works with actions based on faith. There's a night and day difference here. Faith is the fruit of listening to God, and is how you know for sure you are hearing His voice. Faith comes and it is produced by listening to the Word of God. So when God speaks, faith comes instantly. Not 10 years later. Instantly, when God speaks, faith comes with His words. In fact, you're probably feeling faith or confidence and hope right now. You're probably feeling assurance right now as I am speaking these things. And you are listening to them. Now, here's the really exciting part. Faith is not the only fruit that is produced when you listen to God. All the fruits of the Holy Spirit are produced when you listen to the Word of God, whether it be from the Bible, from a preacher, or from the Holy Spirit Himself. I've noticed when journaling with God, I walk away feeling more love for God, more love in general. I walk away feeling more love, showing you all the fruits of the Holy Spirit that come when you sit at His feet and listen to His Word. In this, now I have a lot more to share, but in just this part, I've just told you more things that you receive, okay? You receive love, joy, peace, patience, which is endurance, gentleness, goodness, faith. There it is, faith. Meekness, which is like humility. Temperance, which is self-control. Against such, there is no law. For years, I've been trying to figure out, how do we get these things? Well, now I know. Simply by sitting down, quieting ourselves down, and listening to His sweet voice, and listening to His word, will produce this fruit. Now, there's another aspect to this, too. Reassurance or assurance is faith. I like to say that faith is believing what God says. Faith and believing are two different things. Faith is the result of not only listening, but actually believing what He says. If you hear what He says but don't believe Him, you're not going to have faith. So we can say from that believing is the receiving. Are you with me? Like, are you understanding all the points so that I can move on to the next phase of what the fruit does and how it works and how it's produced and all that stuff?